RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
Love these guys.
Dan Wiederer.
The whole key to sustaining success in this league is to have quarterback play that is top tier and can consistently push you down those roads.
And Mark Grody.
We're allowed to, at this point, Bears fans are allowed to right now, dream big and predict what you want out of the season.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Just another absolutely bonkers Chicago Bears game. What a season this has been for the Bears. Bears do fall short in San Francisco. They lose to the 49ers 42-38. Let that sink in. It was just as back and forth as the final score looks. Caleb Williams incomplete, though, to Jahdae Walker in the end zone with zeros on the clock to end the game. The Bears will not be the number one seed in the NFC. What we do know is that the Bears are guaranteed to be either the 2 or the 3 seed in the NFC, as we're talking about it on a Sunday night is when we are recording after this Bears win over San Francisco. If the Bears beat Detroit in the final game of the season, the Bears would clinch the 2 seed. And guess who'd be coming back to Soldier Field? That'd be the Green Bay Packers. If the Bears were to lose and Philly beats Washington, the Eagles are the 2 seed and the Bears would be the 3 seed. All of that said, the NFL has come out with their final week of the NFL calendar, and the Bears will host Detroit 3:25 at Soldier Field. Philly plays Washington at 3:25. Might have to keep an eye on that as well. We already know that the Bears are guaranteed a home playoff game. Another thing we know, after this loss for the Bears to San Francisco, which is where we turn our sole focus now, is that the Bears can play in a shootout. And our guy, Caleb Williams, can go toe-to-toe with your guy. And the offense showed you again that they are to be reckoned with and legitimate. My favorite word seemingly on this podcast this year. And we know the defense did not hold up against the playoff offense. And that is not good. With, of course, the irony being the way the game started. And that was with TJ Edwards' pick six, instigated by Jalen Johnson's nice pass defense. Everything was going so well for the Bears in this game until it did not. What's going on, everybody? I am Mark Grody, officially welcome you into the Take the North podcast. Adam Studzinski is here. He is in for Dan Wiederer. And I guess first things first, Studs, it's for real. And we got to get the entire band together one of these days because the holidays kind of have broken us all up with Dan Wiederer off tonight. He's actually in San Francisco writing away, just writing his little heart out. The Bears have taken the North. The Bears have taken the North. And I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what the proper feeling or celebration is because, quite frankly, we've had a lot of fun being called the Take the North podcast with every single bit of irony, all the jokes, which we really enjoy and actually have been a part of. The Bears have taken the North. What do we do with ourselves?
That is an excellent question. And it's interesting, Grody, because we sit here and this is a moment where, as a podcast, like, this is the first time the Bears have done the thing that this podcast is named for, Take the North, since this podcast has been in existence. And yet we also have to Bears loss, albeit, you know, a loss I think you can swallow as a fan or an analyst, you know, however you want to put it. It's not the most devastating of losses. Even though it was a close one and they had a chance to win. But yeah, this is also a happy moment. They won the division in Ben Johnson's first year. They even wins. I know they lost tonight, but they're guaranteed to be no worse than the seed in the NFC playoffs. So no matter what happens next week against Detroit, unless there's some catastrophic injury, God forbid, this is a successful season. It's crazy how far they've come and how wild this season has been. And this game is probably emblematic of that. They fell short in this one, but they were right there until the end. Defensively, there's a lot that needs to be cleaned up. And again, you know, the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan were excellent off. I mean, there's nothing you can take away from them. Brock Purdy had bad play, and that was the pick six on the first play from scrimmage. That's it. So there's a lot that we have to talk about tonight, but man, yeah, it feels good to sit here and be division champs even after a tough loss on Sunday night.
No doubt about it. And yeah, I mean, the defense did give up nearly 500 yards of total offense. And I feel like most of that was in the first half. Just another dreadful first half of defense played by the Bears on this day. 200 yards rushing for the 49ers. So that old friend is back. The issues with stopping the run, which, you know, have still continued to be towards the bottom statistically in the NFL. I'll give a thumbs up to Austin Booker in this game. He did have a sack and a couple of bat downs. Interesting player. What I know about him is that the man has a motor. I don't know how good he is. He might be good. I'm not sure yet, but the man has a motor for sure. I guess the other good thing for the Bears in sort of a fun way is that they did force San Francisco to punt twice. It is mentionable because the 49ers had not punted at all in their two previous games. In 22 straight drives, this team had not punted. So it's a hell of an offense, which has been just at high octane recently. Brock Purdy in this game, 24 of 33, 303 yards and three touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey, 23 rushes for 140 yards. So he was just banging all over the Bears. And, you know, he's not had those giant runs this year, but he sure got them against the Bears on this night, Stuzz.
Yeah, and sometimes there was a few of those runs where it was hard to be mad at a couple of the missed tackles, because the guy is just so good. And the way that he just is elusive at the point of contact right at the line of scrimmage, where it looks like a guy has him dead to rights, and he makes a move, and all of a sudden he's got 5 yards. And it's the guy, I mean, he does this every week for the most part. He's an incredible football player. So it's bad. It's hard to be mad, because you're watching this and you're like, oh, just tackle. He's he's pretty damn good. You mentioned Austin Booker there. I feel like what I think he is right now, I don't believe that he is a guy you want necessarily as your starting defensive end opposite of whoever your primary guy is. But the motor is real. And he was noticeable for a few plays. But he's also not a far from a perfect football player. So I at this point in his career, I don't know if he will ever be a guy you want as a full-time starting defensive end in this style of defense that the Bears run. But he's a guy you want on your team.
Yeah.
I think it's where you land on it. Look, he had a couple of pass deflections. You mentioned the sack. He was all over the place, and he this is something that's been noticeable since his rookie year. There's no quit in that man. He is full go all the time. And that's a quality you want.
Game's over. Time to check my fantasy scores.
You using a VPN?
Why?
Because using public Wi-Fi without a VPN is like leaving your wallet open on the table.
Oh, time to up my defense.
McAfee Secure VPN keeps your personal information private and is included in all McAfee plans starting at just $39.99 for your first year. Sign up at McAfee.com/online protection.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He did take it on the chin. I'm just thinking about the one of the most amazing plays of the game was Brock Purdy with Austin Booker in heavy pursuit towards the sideline of Brock Purdy, and he's able to elude him. Not only elude him, then step between him and Andrew Billings, and then hits Kyle Ayuzcheck in the end zone for a touchdown. It was, and we're going to get to the headliner of this game, Caleb Williams, in a second. He is absolutely the lead as far as I'm concerned. But while we're talking about Austin Booker, it just made me think about that play. And it was, they even said in the broadcast, it was very Patrick Mahomesian.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was another one of those plays that, similar to what I was saying with Christian McCaffrey, you're just like, geez, I mean, that's just a hell of a play. I mean, They had him dead to rights. And like, if you're going to critique the Bears defense there, you can say, okay, maybe Mins needs to hang with Juszczyk end zone while I can't remember who the other player was, needs to press the quarterback, but that's hard to communicate in real time.
Yeah.
And it just, a play. Hell of a play, man. I mean,
it really was.
like I said, Brock Purdy had one bad six. And even that, you know, a good play by Jalen Johnson to jump the route. Mm-hmm. TJ Edwards had a quick route to the end zone. So it wasn't some egregious, like he threw it right, you know? Yeah. And then Caleb Williams was excellent tonight. I don't know how else to put it. You can, I think, quip or nibble about a couple throws here and there, but for the most part, look, you came out, you come up, you put up 38 yards or 38 points, excuse me, and 330 plus yards back, couple touchdowns. I mean, it's really hard to walk away from this one criticizing Caleb Williams.
It's amazing when, if you watch this game and you rode the roller coaster of offense, that the Bears went three and out on their first two drives. The first two times they had the ball, they went three and out. It's like you almost forget and you almost forgive. Of course, you can look back and say, well, if they had done something, they would have won the game. But this game was like, it did feel like it. I mean, I imagine 49ers fans felt exactly the same way as Bears fans felt. The first team to make a stop is going to win this game. It's going to come down to the end, and it did. And Caleb Williams, guys, 25 of 42 for 330 yards, couple of touchdowns, and zero interceptions. His first 300-yard game of the season. He got up to 299 in that excellent game against Dallas. But those were the numbers for Caleb Williams. And again, like I said in the open, your team has a quarterback that can keep up with the other team's quarterback in these scenarios. And hey, just like the low-hanging fruit, the touchdown passes, Caleb Williams, a 35-yarder to Luther Burden down the middle. That's the one that made it 14-14 in the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, the free play. My God, that's a perfect – that is coaching right there, ladies and gentlemen. Just another time where that is a – somebody got to Caleb Williams in terms of how you handle that play on a free play. That is your play. You throw down the field. You call the shots, and he did call the shot to Colston Loveland to make it 21-21. And it just reminds me all the time when you see these plays, just the beautiful arm strength that Caleb Williams has on those deep throws. And we're finally this year starting to see those connections made.
Right. Yeah. That's something that in the last two or three weeks now has really come to life. And that's the deep throw passing for Caleb Williams. And when we talked a lot about that for last year, first half of this year, where's the deep ball? Where's the deep ball? He's doing all these things right. He's doing this. He's getting better pre-snap. He's doing, you know, he's getting better post-snap, reading through his progressions, blah, blah, blah. Now the deep ball is starting to come to life. I mean, you mentioned the two touchdowns there. There was also the throw he had down the left sideline to Colston Loveland to set up one of their other touchdowns in the third quarter. That was a great pass. I mean, just lays it right in there where, you know, no one on that ball leads him perfectly. You know, it doesn't turn into a touchdown right away, but they end up scoring. And the free play you mentioned too, how many times did we see that against the Bears? Where guys
Aaron Rodgers has like 30 of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to not be really excited about the quarterback while also, you know, again, we go back to the defense. It just has to be better. It just has to be better. And I know the 49ers are a playoff team. They might be the number one seed, but this has to get better. Well, or you're not winning a playoff.
Well, here's the thing. The reason I'm not as animated about the defense right now is because there's not much you can do
right
at this point, right? I mean, like, the Bears defense is what it is, completely reliant. I talked about this before the game, completely reliant on turnovers to operate. You know what I mean? Like, the numbers aren't great for the Bears defense otherwise. They're not getting to the quarterback. They're not getting pressure. You know, they struggle to stop the run. I mean, that problem has not gone away for the Bears. Better, but it hasn't gone away. So I just don't, you know, other than hopefully, you know, Kyler Gordon maybe being back for the postseason, I'm not sure what else can rationally change or just, you know, but you did learn that. And it is scary, Adam. It really is. Mm-hmm. That this is what it's like. And that's a playoff team right there with a playoff offense. That's what the Bears are going to see in the postseason. And that was a bit of a rehearsal. And the Bears let you in a little bit. And Dennis Allen, hopefully, is smart enough and can make the adjustments or get through to his team, because it's really, you know, as I'm thinking about this now, it's really on him, right? It's really on Dennis Allen. He knows what these players are capable of. Is there anything Dennis Allen can do now strategically? And maybe he will have learned something from the San Francisco game. But the next time you face one of those offenses, which will be against Detroit on Sunday, even though they're not quite as high octane as they once were, how will you handle going up against a team like that in the postseason? I feel like a lot of it's going to come down to Dennis Allen at this point.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. I think that, I mean, you know, we also, Kyle Shanahan is, you know, top three play caller in the NFL.
No doubt.
For the 49ers. So it's, you know, Dennis Allen is not the first good defensive coordinator to get lit up by Kyle Shanahan. I do think that Dennis Allen did, or I should say Kyle Shanahan did have Dennis Allen's number in this one for sure. And I think that Kyle Shanahan kind of had the Bears defense heads on a swivel. I mean, there was times you could tell that they were just linebackers didn't know how deep to get because they didn't know if it was a run or a pass. And it just wasn't pretty.
No, it wasn't. It was way too easy. Way too easy.
Way too easy.
Too many times.
And this, and is I'm a, sure this, sorry, this is the 49ers playing without George Kittle, too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And George Kittle killed the Bears last year. Obviously, this is a totally and completely different team, which we have seen. But yeah, I mean, that's got to tighten up. That's got to get better. That's going to be the biggest talking point, quite frankly, for the Bears, I think, for the rest of the season in terms of getting, you know, the final, hopefully the final win against Detroit and then getting into the playoffs. But Caleb Williams, what did you think about that final drive for the Bears? The Bears were trailing 42-38, 2 minutes to go. Bears with the ball, I think around their own 40. And just some of the highlights on that final drive. They 3rd-and-10 conversion to Luther Burden, who was great, by the way, with 1:09 left in the game. He then also, on this drive, there was a point where Caleb did miss Devin Duvernay, who was wide open and maybe could have had a clear path to the end zone. And then it comes down to a 4th-and-5 conversion to, on a hook and ladder, Colston Loveland to DeAndre Swift to the 2-yard line. And then the incomplete pass from Caleb Williams to Jahdae Walker in the end zone as time had expired. Still, everything was frantic, and he throws the ball, and Walker couldn't handle it. The game is over. Quite a little ride there on that final drive.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long-distance love, for introverts and extroverts, the thinkers and the doers,
for old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find, even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 20% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Yeah, there was a lot going on in that last drive, and it was just kept turning into one got to have a play after another. And for one of the very few times this year, Caleb Williams and the Bears offense weren't able to get it done when they absolutely needed it the last play of the game there. But, you know, you mentioned the pass to Duvernay. I personally, and, you know, look, I I'm not a super quarterback expert. I thought that would have been a really tough throw to make. I know it clearly wasn't his first read, and he had guys in his face. I mean, that would have been a tough throw to make. And I'm not saying he's not capable of making that throw. We've seen him make incredible throws, and he will probably tell you that he can make that throw. But that doesn't mean that we should be – I'm not going to overly criticize that play. The hook and ladder to get them down to the 2-yard line, I know they had time. I don't know. I guess I'm more critical of Ben Johnson said after the game, for the last play of the game, that he didn't get the play call in fast enough.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating. So it's just, you had the clock stopped. You know that there's no 4 seconds left. There's not going to be two plays unless it's a really quick play, right? What's your got to have it play here, man? I mean, I know this is a really high bar that I'm holding Ben Johnson to, but there's probably a really small list on his sheet of got to have it plays. Where is it? Get the call in. And he did say that's on me. So I appreciate him taking the fall for that. It's just that if that's the reason that they looked sloppy on that last play, I mean, that's tough. That's tough. Not that I don't still love Ben. Big fan. Big fan.
Tread lightly, my friend. You sound petrified, but was he Walter White? Is he going to come get you? Man.
The boogie man, he's going to turn up behind me.
Like, no, say my name. I will say
I'm not trying to be overly critical of Ben Johnson. It's just
actually studs. The play you made is great. Yeah. What is your play? What is your gotta have it? What is your 100% this play is not gonna get the play in late? I will say this about the hook and ladder. It's like a horror show. It's scary as hell. When you see trickery and a hook and ladder in that spot, it's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like it's like that has got to work. And you obviously left yourself exposed, because you weren't going to get to the sideline on that play either. So you had to get up to the ball. And luckily, Caleb was able to spike it. But it is a very frantic situation that they're all put into on that final drive. Just didn't work out on the final play of the game. I will say a couple of other spots I wanted to, and you might have alluded to one of these throws earlier by Caleb Williams, is that not just the touchdowns tonight, there was some stuff going on. The third quarter touchdown drive, the one which tied the game at 35 on a DeAndre Swift 22-yard touchdown, which was great in itself, by the way. Just the whole open, it's like, oh, hello, there's DJ Moore, excuse me, DeAndre Swift getting in the end zone. But Caleb had a 3rd-and-8 conversion to Luther Burden on that drive, then a 4th-and-5 conversion to Colston Loveland. It's a thing of beauty with him working with those two rookies on studs, which was a 10-play, 80-yard drive that tied it at 35. And then just real quick, the drive prior to that, Caleb Williams with a 3rd-and-14 conversion of 19 yards to Jahdae Walker, then the 24-yard touchdown pass to Luther Burden, or actually just a 24-yard pass to Burden, which I do think you mentioned earlier, leading to the swift 2-yard touchdown. So there was some slick, clutch, timely throws by Caleb Williams within the core of this contest.
Yeah, he was... the number of throws in this game alone that you're just kind of blown away with, man. I mean, it's just, you almost, to an extent, run out of words for it. But
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think that that's something that I'm starting to, man, we can trust the Bears and Caleb Williams to play with a team when the defense doesn't have it. I mean, this is the second time this year they won the Bengals game. This is the second time this year they hung with a team that was just putting points up left and right, you know? And I think that's a good sign long-term. It's okay. They have a quarterback who can make these insane throws, who can make the clutch throws. And it's not going to look, you, if it 8 times in a season you're asking your quarterback to make the great throw to win a game, yeah, a couple of times it's not going to work. It's just how the league is, you know.
Yeah.
Even Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady don't get it done every time. Yeah, that's something that away from this one, and you're like, all right, you know, Not bad. Not bad, kid. And oh, I did want to update a couple injury things for us.
Please.
So it was noted that after the game, Luther Burden was, you know, clearly in pain and got carted off after the last play. But it does sound like he's all right. It sounds like he was cramping. So, or was just dog-ass tired, one of the two. So it sounds like he's going to be okay for the initial reports that I saw. So that's a positive.
Well, I can even add a little bit more texture to Luther Burden, and hopefully you're right that it is just cramping. He was talking to reporters by his locker. So that's also huge sign that at the very least, it's not a super serious injury. So I'm glad that you added that. And I'm glad that you brought up Luther Burden, because wow, the rise of Luther Burden is real, as is Colston Loveland. It's great what's going on with these two rookies right now. Just like the perfect development arc this year. Luther Burden, 8 catches for 138 yards, had the 3rd-and-10 conversion with 1:09 left in the game. That was big. He had a 35-yard touchdown catch, the 24-yard reception that I just mentioned. What am I leaving out? The third and eight conversion as well. I mean, he was just all over the place. The quality catches continue for Burden. I missed the game last week, but the two previous to that, like, Burden was there. It is fascinating to watch this rookie right now.
Yeah, he is going to be really good. I mean, I had a suspicion when they drafted him, like, oh, they might have got a steal here. He's exceeded all my expectations. And I mean, his post-catch ability, I mean, you know, that 3rd-and-10 conversion on the final drive where he catches the ball 5 yards short of the first down and makes an immediate cut where almost the second he caught the ball, you're like, oh, he's going to get the first down because of the cut that he made. He's always falling forward and always finding more yards. And he has some of the most reliable hands on the team. He did have a drop on that final drive. That's fine. You know, it's going to happen every now and then. I think that was maybe his second drop of the season. Colston Loveland had his first drop of the season today. So,
wild. This is his first drop, man. First drop.
I actually think that Colston Loveland has the best overall team. Some of the catches he's made this year were, I mean, his hands are like glue, man. It's crazy. I mean, to the point that it was shocking when he dropped the ball because he was wide open. And you're like, just catch the ball.
Turned up field. It looked like it. I mean, since week nine, a certain 47-42 win over the Bengals, Caleb Williams to Colston Loveland, 58 yards with 17 seconds left. That was sort of the, hi, I'm here. Hey, everybody, how's it going? And Colston Loveland is, what, close to well over 500 yards now on the season. So, you know, if he hadn't missed the offseason program and had the slow start where Caleb and he just were not connecting, then who knows? But what I think we know is that the Bears might have themselves a really good tight end, and it's going to looking forward to seeing him continue to sprout here as well. We'll get to some our game balls. Oh, no, we don't do game balls. See, studs, you screwed me up, man, because you're right.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel... Yeah, no, I know, but it just doesn't have the usual loss feel. It just doesn't have that. Yeah, the Bears lost and the defense was bad. So I'm accepting of that. Something about this game just is not one that is inducing any anger from me, that's for sure.
So yeah, I think it's because, I mean, personally, you know, obviously, you know, I want them to win, but coming into this game, the division's already wrapped up. You would love to get the number one seed, but wanted to see how they matched up against another playoff team, I should say. And they matched up offensively damn near stride for stride. And so that's something that I come out of this not feeling too negative about it. And now they have 2 weeks to try and get something figured out to get more pressure on the quarterback or continue getting takeaways because, it, you know, if they beat the Detroit Lions, then they're going to be playing the Packers again. So, you know, It's one of those things where you kind of at this point now, you know, almost know who your opponent's going to be. Maybe it's because, Grody, we're not used to being in this position where it was almost a gravy game. It was like, oh, this would be nice to have. You know, it was like, well, you know, if they lose, you know, it was close. Okay, pretty well. Not the end of the world. So we walk out of here and we're just like, personally, I'm just like, well, get them next time.
The adventure continues for the Chicago Bears. Let's do a couple of three-word reviews courtesy of our guy, Dan Weedsy. And I'm just looking. There it is. Mark Potash right at the top. He's got a Arnold Schwarzenegger gif there saying, I'll be back. Okay. From Joseph Williams, inaccurate scrambling.
I don't know if that really wraps up the game in a nice. I don't know if you could put that down as a headline. Everybody like, yep, that's it. You're right. No, I don't think so. Montez, no sweat.
I mean, the defensive deriding is justified. I get it. QBs are wizards.
The 49ers had Trent Williams leave this game in the first half, and it didn't seem to faze them at all. I mean, that's frustrating.
That's really frustrating. Yeah. It's really frustrating.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.